Hello, my name is Walter Benjamin. Yes, that is my real name. And yes, my dad named me partly after the Walter Benjamin. And no, I don't know who he is either, but he did make some really interesting children's radio broadcasts between 1927 to 1933. Walter Benjamin was a German philosopher and critic on many cultural things, including art, technology, and money, which he felt affected people then, and his thoughts still affect people now. Between 1927 and 1933, Walter wrote and presented over 80 broadcasts using the then new medium of radio. So in the footsteps of Walter Benjamin, I, Walter, present the third of a series of 6 broadcasts which document the activities of Radio City here on Resonance FM. Radio City is a special season of participatory radio sound performance and broadcasts currently running in the Learning Gallery at Tate, Britain. It was commissioned by Tate Learning and invites visitors, me, you, to drop in, take part and interact with artists' work, which is all about radio sound and performance. I hope you enjoyed listening to last week's programme, which aired the work of Radio City artists Antoine Burton, Mark Bleakley, and Josh Wilson and Scotty. This week we will listen to the work of Alan Dunn and his Tate Britain project and Evan Ifakoye's project, Help Me Write a Song About Something That Is Important to You. Also, we have a little preview, listen to Spurs project that has just taken place in the gallery. The doors of the Learning Gallery are open to visitors, and the artists invite people to discuss and contribute to the project, allowing it to develop and change. So what can you expect if you visit the Learning Gallery? Alan Dunn explains here what his Tate Britain project has been all about. Let's listen to some of the outcomes of Tate Britain.
I'm sure you all know, but the project involved hiding 4 microphones around the Tate. So this one's hidden in the cafe. Really loud. I'll stand here, it's okay. That was downstairs to the boiler room, so it's more of a hum, and then that was low down by the footstep. In the room here, you can be in 4 places at once, which is important. So the project's about making sound tangible again, I think. So the cable literally goes from that speaker along the wall, through doors, up out windows. So you get a sense that the building is, you know, it's a certain physical size, which is quite right. And then as the visitors have been dropping in, and give them these, explain what these things are to the public, you know. So two things. One's a real sense of nostalgia for a lot of people, which is, I didn't expect people to have stories about the first tape, the first mixtape, throwing tapes out of the car when relationships end, that whole physicality of stamping on tapes, all these confessions of things. So I've been giving people the tapes and the recorders, so these are just 5 minutes each side. So the idea was to walk between the speakers and create a mix, an analogue mix, by changing the volume. One chap decided to run around the table, really nice piece, whizzing the recorder past the speaker, so, you know, people were starting to come up with their own ideas. And then obviously somebody said, well, can I take it out into the gallery? I said, well, let's just take it out just initially to there. And the people went further and further. One actually went outside, you can hear the traffic in there. But that was great. So they would come back, sign the tapes, I would digitise them, I would then cut a little bit off each tape and create this one single kind of tape composition. And it was a sound engineer that explained that tape travels at 1 7/8 inches per second. So we sat and we calculated that I have to up and down the table 5 times to get 15 minutes. So again, it's that physicality of, you know. And then as another sound engineer, because I was starting to splice the tape lengthways, which is really fiddly. So there's a sound engineer who explained how that works. So that creates 2 bits of tape, one playing forward and one backwards at the same time. So really
unpredictable. What's your name?
Louis. No. You said that one more?
Louis.
Okay, let's hope that.
Now, Nicole, never feel the moving.
1938, director of the Tate Gallery, J.B. Manson, tells Tate trustee Robert Sainsbury, "Over my dead body will Henry Moore ever enter the Tate." Manson is succeeded by John Ruppenstein later in the year.
Very funny to record the whole. It's a recording of a recording.
What's your name?
Malo Moss. Thank you.
ただ日本語で一緒に話すのは英語で話すので
When I look at an exhibition right now, like currently, those sort of temporary and permanent ones, I look more into how they compose, like each piece, how each piece.
Shh. opened up to me like a Philip King sculpture.
Mm-hmm. tape I ever had, the TDK 90 minutes. Listen to it on the internet, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it goes back online and it gets to exist.
To exist.
You keep it working, yeah.
For the rest of the day.
What are we doing?
Let's take this back and then.
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah. I don't need to look at it anymore.
I get that. There's clicks.
Potentissime, nel senso che anche se te lo tieni così ti reggi. Ma che sembra fuori.